This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
A couple of stipulations as we get going here, all right? Number one, there are a lot of wildfires burning in and around Southern California right now. Five fires, 100,000 acres, give or take. Number two, that said, and despite what you might be seeing on television, the entire city of Los Angeles is not on fire. Number three, on the other hand, this stuff is scary. It is dangerous. And with 13 million people living relatively nearby, preparation and early warning is everything. And that, in a roundabout kind of way, gets us to Marketplace's Jed Kim and the Emergency Alert Infrastructure story.
So I'm on the couch last night, binging on The Great British Baking Show, when my phone goes off. It's an emergency message warning me about wildfires around Southern California. It reads,
strong winds overnight creating extreme fire danger. Stay alert. Listen to authorities.
A message that's simultaneously worrying and vague. It was a wireless emergency alert, a federally regulated system used in many kinds of situations. It's a useful way to get info out. But my area wasn't under threat. That's one of the system's limitations, says Imad Moulin. He's chief technology officer for Everbridge, which makes mass notification software.
Can't really target exactly where the message is going to go and who it's going to go to, and can't include more than just 90 characters. So it's a good tool to have.
But it's kind of blunt. Lean says there are proposals to increase the character limits and include links, but that agencies should offer information in other ways as well. PJ Lamberson teaches communication at UCLA. He says if alerts are overused, they lose impact. Also, messages have to be right the first time. No room for corrections like,
there's not a fire near you, or there's not an active shooter near you. People forget the word not, and it actually makes us believe those facts more.
So the message I got may have been purposefully broad, but it's still a valuable tool. A screaming alert from a phone may be the only thing that gets people's eyes off their TV. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.